card.
Once again, it's Michael Felton.
How about more Willie Porter? I don't have my card. My little cards. My little cards. I got to have my little cards.
Because those are the jokes.
Where are the little cards? Oh, there he is. Just because he's leaving.
Oh, no. Martin's leaving?
Martin has got... Oh. He's graduating. He's got to leave.
Oh. You can re-up.
Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
Graduate school.
He's graduating. This is the last time he won't get me my cards on time. And he's going to... Where are you going? Illinois somewhere? U.S.? UIC. USC is the wrong one. Don't go to the wrong one. Okay, and you're going to be a major of what? I mean, you're in grad school, so it's not major anymore. It's humongous. Urban planning?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you were interested in that. You could have planned something around here. We got a city here. Plan something. Big deal. You had to go to school for that? Okay. Well, good luck anyhow. Leaving us. I hate that when that happens. Okay. Well, then, this is usually where I go out in the audience, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, I don't have my microphone.
No, I think you gave it to Jeff.
Oh, I gave it to Jeff.
You may never get it back.
Just claimed that he had 10 fingers. How's everyone? Pretty good, then? Okay. All right. That's how you rob a bank. If you wore a Nixon mask now to rob a bank, no one would get the reference. You failed attempt. How are you?
Just fine.
What are you doing these days?
Working...
Yeah?
Yeah?
Can you say it what, or is that...
I am a youth specialist.
A youth specialist. What does that entail?
Well, that basically...
Youths, I suppose.
Yes. It basically means a classroom aide.
Classroom aide, okay.
Yes. And I work at Southeastern Educational Center in Milwaukee.
Okay, that's cool. Yes. And what do you aid them in? What is your expertise particularly? With?
How to rob banks.
You got the Nixon mask and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Yes. We deal, it's a behavior modification school.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So we're attempting to modify their behavior.
Well, I suppose if it's the right modification, that's a good thing.
It doesn't always work.
No. And you are?
Jay.
Jay?
Yes.
And who's this then?
I'm John.
You're John? You know, how do you know Jay?
He's my minister, and he's a friend of mine, and he's helping me to...
Oh, you're a minister? I would have been a lot more deferential. I'm sorry.
Yes.
He's also my drinking buddy. So.
He's your minister and drinking buddy. Isn't that the perfect situation?
Yeah, I got him hooked on scotch. So.
Well, that's good. You're a minister? Are you an ordained? I mean, I know you're ordained. I don't mean that. I mean, are you practicing? I don't mean practicing. I mean, do you have a church?
A congregation, yes. A small congregation.
Yeah, where's that?
In Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Okay, and it's called?
Covenant Congregational.
Very nice.
Baptismal Fountain Car Wash.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you more later, Reverend. And maybe I'll drink with you sometime, too, and find out a little more about your, you know, congregation. Are aliens real? Kendall Prehn? Don't yell at me. Everyone gets it wrong, right? Who doesn't get it wrong? Everyone, right? Stand up here, Kendall. Prehn. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you into this alien thing or what?
No, I just wanted to know if you were so. I wanted to know if aliens are real.
They're real to other aliens, I suppose, but I guess so. Yeah. But do you believe that they exist?
I don't know. Do you?
Do I exist or do I? And where you go to school in Oshkosh there, huh?
Yep.
What are you studying?
I study everything in high school, so.
Oh, you're in high school, so yep. you got to study everything they tell you to study. What subject do you like the best?
English, probably.
English? Yeah. What are you reading right now? Or writing right?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ooh, that's always a good one. Yeah. All right, well, Kendall, if I hear anything about the alien thing, I'm going to call you, and I know your name is Prehn.
Prehn, yep.
Prehn. Thank you, dear. Very nice to meet you. Aliens. Yeah. Any aliens in the audience? Maybe we can clear this up right here. Extraterrestrials, if you prefer that. We've got the Schultzes here, at least Theron, Schultz Trust Fund Specialist. Huh? I don't really know if I want to talk to you. To tell the truth, this sounds like it's going to cost me money.
No.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you intend to be a trust fund specialist when you were a little kid?
No.
fireman maybe or something? Because you don't usually hear trust fund. What do you want to be when you grow up? Trust fund specialist?
No, astronaut. That'd be pretty cool.
Is that what you wanted to be, an astronaut?
A little bit, yeah.
So you had to come down, what, a couple of pegs for this?
About a dozen or so.
You could still be an astronaut, though. You're a young man. How old are you? 29, maybe?
Got to think about it. I'm turning 27 this summer.
Yeah, so. Okay. So you still got time to be an astronaut. Yeah. You have to get into the training. Except I don't think we have them anymore, do we? Just those guys who are trapped up there in that space station. Those are the last ones, I think. When they're extinct, then that's it.
Yeah.
So you're better off in trust funds.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're from town here now. And is this family? Or is this your...
Yeah, it's my father, David.
Your father, David?
Hi. David, how are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Are you a trust fund specialist, too? Did you pass on a gene for that or something?
I'm not a trust fund specialist, but I'm an accountant.
You are? See, my dad was a CPA, an accountant, and he wanted me to be an accountant, and there's no way I was going to do that. You couldn't resist the pressure?
No, I couldn't. So. Okay. Well,
that's cool. I could add one thing. Theron's first word was count.
Okay, well, you sit down now. You've suffered more than we realize. In fact, I want to give you something, being forced to be a trust fund specialist because of the accounting gene.
Yes.
It deserves a little something to relieve that tension.
Okay. How about All You Wanted to Know and More with Bragging Rights, the Carolina-Clemson rivalry?
No. Give him a bottle of wine.
Damn it. Okay. How about Delectable Wisconsin Wines from Mullerton
Winery? Yeah,
okay.
You know, he's had a lot of pressure, and he's gone into this high-pressure job. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. You're from town here? You're from Madison. How do I get my boyfriend to buy new tennis shoes? Let's cut right to the chase here in some of these issues of the day. Is that the boyfriend there? I'm hoping, at least. Otherwise, we got a lot of explaining to do. Pardon me, I don't mean to make you get up or anything like that, but I just got to get through there. Are these the tennis shoes here that we're talking about?
I'm not a boyfriend.
Well, those are obviously the tennis shoes we're talking about. How long have you had those tennis shoes?
It's been about 6 months.
6 months? Yeah. They're still pretty clean.
Yeah, I maintain it.
You what?
I maintain it.
Really?
Yep.
Well, they're very nice or something. What don't you like about his tennis shoes?
Well, actually, the tennis shoes in question are right there.
Oh, those tennis shoes. Oh, I'm so sorry. A little confusion here. There I can see you have a problem. Can you hold up your feet or put them way up in the air? There is the... they're actually very nice if you like that kind of thing. They're those Asics. Is that what they are?
I have no idea.
Yeah. You've never seen your feet before? May I introduce you? This is... They're multicolored. Is that the problem? And they're beat up.
Yeah, they're just a little beat up.
In your defense?
They are so comfortable. Yeah. I hate breaking in new tennis shoes.
Apparently. Pretty obviously, you've broken those in, and you don't want a lot of them. You're starting to poke out.
What can I say? I'm attached to these shoes.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
Not yet.
Does he take them off at night?
Yeah, he does. He does do that.
He's not one of these guys that sleeps in his tennis shoes, is it?
Oh, no. Not
I do nap in them. I do nap in them.
Well, that's pretty common. I don't know what to tell you. I think, you know, do you want to do it just to make her happy?
No, I don't think so. This is
good answer, because that's the start of it. That's the onslaught starts. If you do one, first it's the shoes, then it's the pants, and it's the shirts, and it's the frames. And it's, who knows after that?
You got to stand up for your, you know, for what you believe in. I believe in these shoes.
All right. And your name is?
Ken.
Ken and
Claire.
Claire, that's the last we'll see them as a couple. But your shoes are great, though. I wouldn't change those for anything.
Yeah, sure.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Well, we covered that pretty good. How are we doing time-wise, all right?
We got plenty of time.
Oh, plenty of time. That's good. Why is it impossible to break an egg from end to end rather than from the sides? Rocky Manin of Manitowoc wants to know. Huh? Oh, okay. There it is. I can make it up again. I'll try not to do this again, I promise you. All right. This aisle here, then, huh? Rocky? Yeah. Rocky? Okay, Rocky. Rocky, coming down here. How you doing? Pretty good? How you doing? Shoes? Can you see your shoes for a second? Yeah, good. Shouldn't be a problem. Your shoes are nice. Your shoes are nice. Are you Rocky? Yeah. Oh, Rocky. Come on, get up here, Rocky. Rocky, everybody. Whoa. Are you from Boston?
Yeah.
You're Rocky and you're from Boston. That's just too perfect. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the thing here going on here?
You know, yeah, if you put an egg from end to end and you squeeze as hard as you can't break it. Why is that?
I don't know. I tried. Maybe I could do it.
Yeah? No, you can't.
Well, you couldn't. Just because you couldn't do it, Rocky, doesn't mean that that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the someone knows here, right? It's physics. Huh? Maybe it's hard boiled. There is a question. It's obviously physics. Come on. We got a whole physics department here. No one's in physics? Tokyo boy. Do you know the answer? You're raising your hand? No. Okay.
Questions.
It's a showstopper. I want to thank you so much. And Rocky, I'll see you again sometime when we have an answer to that question. It's physics, right? Who's in? You took physics, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Who took? You took physics. Did you take physics?
No.
No physics?
No.
Come on. Someone. Okay, here's a guy who took physics. Hang on just a second, Rocky. Pardon me, I got to walk like a crab. It's not that easy. My claw is getting much better. Okay. Physics? Physics? Yeah. Just get. I know what he's saying.
You're not strong enough to go and break that egg like that because you're spreading the force out all over the outside of it. I mean, if you went and put it, like, say, 300 feet below, you know, the ocean or something like that, that's enough force to go and smush it. But your hand's not that strong.
You should break an egg lengthwise 300 feet below the ocean.
No. Well, I'm saying that if you could break it just, like, with two fingers.
Yeah.
You smush it like that. But if you spread it out like that, you don't got enough force. You know, you're not strong enough to go and do it because you're spreading out the force over that area.
Right. So that's physics, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's all I'm saying. It's physics. Who are you?
Sean.
Sean?
Sean.
Sean. Sean took physics, right? Did you take physics?
Oh, yeah, I'm electrical engineer.
Of course. Why didn't you say something earlier? This show could have been a lot farther along than it is. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
What's on your mind these days? You getting much relaxation time?
No, it's actually been a rather busy, hectic time for me. Yes.
If you could be doing anything right now, would you be out fishing or playing poker? Or
right after this, I'm heading to...
Drinking with your minister or anything?
No, I'm heading to Iowa City right after this.
That's no answer. What are you going to do there? That could be more work.
No, it should be fun. I'm going to visit my nephew, who is my wife's nephew, who's going to be putting on his senior recital.
Senior recital playing what?
Bassoon.
A bassoon. Oh, that sounds like a ton of fun, a bassoon. Recital at Iowa City. Well, God, why did I even think this? You weren't enjoying yourself. And you are?
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. Have a great time there. That's got to be a good time. Bassoon in Iowa City? Let's all go. Are there still seats? Okay. All right. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz just for the heck of it because we got our... See, did that answer your question pretty much?
No.
What do you mean, no? It's how you distribute the wealth.
Yeah. The wealth.
Or something like that. I don't know. The force equals mass times acceleration, I think, is pretty much. You have to throw the damn thing and it'll break, right? Is what I'm saying. Excuse me. Pardon me. We're going to play another round or a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Another one for me because I've played a lot of these rounds. But first, before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot. Yeah, I'll meet you down here. How about that? Okay. Participate in the What Do You Know quiz. That means the four disclaimers, and today we have a professional doing the reading. You are?
Ann Koski.
And you are a professional?
Yes, I am.
What profession would that be?
Museum consultant and archaeologist.
There you go. All right. There's your idea.
Folks, we have today the four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions, par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth, get your own show. E-cigars, e-cigarettes, e-cigarettos. Number three. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise, you're itching for a fight.
Okay there, thank you, very nice job. Take that with you. No, that'll validate your parking on the way out, if you talk him into it. All right, so there you heard all the disclaimers. If you feel you qualify, here is your chance to indicate a willingness to play the What Do You Know quiz, simply by raising anything you care to raise. And, you know, I have to say that you raised yours first. Yes. And so if I'll meet you down there, we'll have to check your qualifications. But I feel good about this. I feel like you will qualify. Anything on that list that you don't qualify for?
I'm qualified. I'm totally qualified.
Are you overqualified, perhaps, for the quiz?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
And you are?
Mary Kolar.
Mary, are you from around here? Or?
I'm from Madison.
Okay. What field are you in these days?
These days, I'm actually in museum security.
Museum security. Do you know?
No, but I need to meet her. I definitely know.
Okay, we'll link you up there. Slight fee for that service. Mary, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm a retired U.S. Navy captain.
Whoa! Let me pipe you on board here, sir. Oh, yeah, go up right there. I'll follow you. Because in case you fall, I'll catch you. Okay. No, here, that's right over here. Yeah, otherwise you got to sing Willie Porter's song. That's good. How long were you in the Navy then?
28 years.
28 years. Oh, and like on a boat?
I said, I joined the Navy to see the world, and I've seen the East Coast.
East Coast? Were you stationed on the East Coast? Or?
Yes, in Newport, Rhode Island, and Jacksonville, Florida, and Macon, Georgia.
Yeah.
And but most rewarding was being stationed more than once at Great Lakes, Illinois.
Yeah.
To see recruits start their Navy career.
Well, how cool. How cool. Yep. And did you ever, were you ever out there on the seven seas on the big frigates?
Yes, a frigate and a destroyer.
Yeah. Which do you prefer, a frigate or a destroyer?
Aircraft carrier, actually.
You like a carrier?
Yes.
Are the quarters better on a carrier? Is that what I'm
Quarters, size.
Yeah.
I did not spend a lot of time at sea. I know chaplains who have spent more time at sea, but... most impactful, I was in a helicopter squadron, and I used to assist the pilots asking for aviation continuation pay. And as a not a writer like you, but at least half a clue about how to write, and I'm like, how come they can't write their own letter? They knew how to write letters, but I would have to edit it.
Yeah.
And then to watch a Navy helicopter land on the back of a frigate, and I was in the control tower, and you could see the rotor right there in front of you, and it's like, pay them whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite a skill, definitely. And that's amazing. Did you want to do this as a kid? Do you want to go to the Navy?
Yes, my father was in the Navy. Yeah. I had two brothers in the Navy, one brother who wanted to be different and joined the Air Force, and another one who wanted to be totally different and became a Marine.
How'd that work out as far as reunions?
Yes. The one who tells the most stories is the person who was in the Marines for 3 years, as opposed to my brother, who was a retired command master chief, did 33 years. I did 28, but it's the Marine who tells the most stories.
Yeah, and I bet they're good reunions, too. Huh?
Yes, my entire family, yes.
Military family. And yes. You say your dad as well?
Well, my dad was actually killed in a car accident when I was 2 years old.
Oh.
My mom raised seven children all on her own.
Yeah.
And thank you. Yes.
She raised a squadron, is what you said.
Yes, she did. Yes. Yes, she did.
Fantastic. Oh, what a story. And then now you're a museum security?
Yes.
Similar to the Navy, is it?
actually, You've been there at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art.
Sure.
One time you did your show there, which my husband got to see the show, and I got to do security, which is fine. It's actually wonderful. Most of my employees are students here in Madison, either current students or recent graduates. I've had the pleasure of working with a number of people, for example, who are undergrad at UW, went on to teaching degrees, and are teachers in the area.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful, and if they're ever doubtful about their possibilities or potential, I said, you know, I've worked with people your age who fly multi-million dollar aircraft, so that hopefully
that
inspires
them up.
You know, don't complain, sort of thing.
And but I bet you run a tight ship, too, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I think they will tell you that, yes.
Great to have you here, Mary, and someone out there will play along with you. Are you from Madison originally?
I am now.
Yeah.
Originally from a little town called Wilton, Wisconsin.
Wilton.
Do you know it? It's on the Elroy Sparta bike trail, if anyone's
done it. Oh, it's on the bike trail. No wonder I don't know it. I've heard of the bike trail. I just never been on it. Yeah. Is it up around Sparta? No.
It's about 20 miles from Sparta. Oh. It's literally in the middle. Yeah. If you see the tunnels, actually WPR has great photos of the tunnels. And both if you get on the trail from Wilton and go to Norwalk, you go through a trail. If you go on the trail and go from Wilton to Kendall, the tunnels are fantastic.
Yeah, just and about again, have to go through a tunnel at that point.
It's cool. Well, someone out literally there, cool, actually.
Yeah, literally cool. Someone out there will play along with you. And how does that all work, Sarah Nix?
If people want to play from home, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question of your choice.
You're a biker, aren't you?
Yeah.
You ever been on that bike trail?
No, I haven't. I'd like to go, though.
Yeah.
I hear the tunnel's pretty cool. Haha.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Yes.
So, so a qualifying question, then. Is that what you say? Yes. Oh, all right. The 14-year-old you heard about from Pittsburgh who found that the governments, all our governments, could save $234 million by using a different font. What I want to know is what font should they use, according to a Pittsburgh 14-year-old that would save millions of dollars for all governments everywhere. I want to know the font. I'm just looking for a font. Let's go to the phones right now. Jason in Liberal, Missouri. How are you?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah? Got a big day planned today, or what's up?
Oh, just headed to the Walmart.
Walmart?
Do the shopping for the day.
Grocery shopping, or you got something you need there?
A little of both.
A little both.
The wife sends me on my way so I can get me out of the house, I think.
Yeah. Have you got a list, Jason?
I do have a list, yes.
Yeah. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Take out your wife's list when you're out there at Walmart.
Well, it's on my iPhone, so it looks like I'm texting.
Oh, I see. Okay, no, that's cool. That's a lot better these days than it used to be.
It looks like I'm cool.
Yeah, you're still cool. Jason, this 14-year-old kid from Pittsburgh, boy, said that the governments could save millions of dollars by using a new font on all their stuff. What font did he say?
You mean like moving to 8 instead of 12?
No, a type of font, the font itself. You know, like Arial or Times New Roman or Comic Sans or all those. It's none of those.
Yeah, right. Well, I would go with Arial.
Yeah. No. I would too, but he said something else, so I'm sorry, that's not it.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
Bye. Oh, is that nice? The thought of his efforts. That's right. Ed's in Green Bay, aren't you, Ed?
I am in Green Bay.
Do you know fonts, Ed?
I do not know. You know, the funny thing is I read this article, and I can't remember.
Yeah. Do you remember what letter it started with or something like that? Or can
I want to say Garamond.
Yes, you're right! Holy cow! Ed! Holy cow! I'm sorry. I actually got excited. It never, ever happened.
You sure did.
I really did. I didn't think anyone would get that, because I don't know fonts like you do.
Like I said, I read the article, but it was merely a guess that was the correct one.
You're very fond of fonts, aren't you?
Apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. I mean, do you know all the fonts?
I know Arial and...
Everyone knows Arial, it seems like.
Yeah. Comic one I didn't know, no.
Yeah, that's an annoying one. That's horrible looking. Someone designed that on an acid trip or something. You know, it was a Comic Sans. call it. Well, that's really great. What do you do in life as we know it?
I work for a school supply organization that provides school supplies.
You're making this up, aren't you? This,
no. Just, or,
you're covering up for something.
Pretty much every K through 12 school district in the country.
That does what?
We're the supplier for pretty much you name it. Anything from paper clips
through what? Whatever. Pens.
Scoreboards.
Scoreboards.
Oh, the smallest to the largest.
So, and you supply all around the country, everyone? Is that from Green Bay? In Green Bay?
Greenville, actually, which is outside of Appleton.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we're literally from the New York City School District to L.A., north to south and both coasts.
How did you score that? That's terrific. I mean, are you president of that corporation?
No. I'm actually we're just recently in the last couple years getting into an e-tail presence, and I'm the I was brought on board to spearhead the e-tail merchandising effort.
Wow, that's pretty great. Organization. That's pretty great. You got to learn what it is now when someone asks you, though. That's the only thing.
I do. You'd think after 8 months I would know what I did, but not so much.
8 months? Has it been that long already?
I know. It only seems like forever.
Yeah. Ed, this is Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Ed.
And she was captain for 28 years in the Navy. So.
That's great. That's terrific. Yeah. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Were you in the service, Ed?
No. I was in ROTC.
Thank you so much for no service whatsoever. Ed, the service you're doing now.
Hey, I was a Boy Scout. Did that make out for something?
I don't know. You tell me. Ed and Mary, you are a team now. You work together on this, and that's very important that we collaborate here. Isn't it?
Excellent.
Totally.
Sarah?
Yes. Essential.
That's just what we're all about, isn't it?
It's a sine qua non.
Yeah, or whatever that would be in Latin.
Yeah.
And okay, so and how does that work then?
Well, there are various categories, and you take turns choosing from which category the questions will be drawn.
Oh.
And then you try to get it right.
Okay. All right. So, and my job in that is just simply to pick the categories and.
No, it's not. It's not your choice.
No.
Of categories, it's either Ed or Mary's choice of categories.
Well, let's start with Ed then.
Okay.
Ed, pick a category. You want to hear the categories first, Ed?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Ed, what would you like?
I think we'll start with current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. Who has mustard cargo pants and a striped polo shirt and hangs around playgrounds? It's a new look.
Michael Feldman?
Oh, God, that's going to come back to haunt me. This is a new look for this individual.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, too.
Yes, Ronald McDonald. If you were paying attention earlier, you might have heard that. Maybe not.
It's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, very good.
And the categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Mary?
Things you should have learned in school.
Things you should have learned in school. Okay. Okay, we got a video game. Like a maze type video game. We got a chimpanzee and we got a kindergartner. Who wins?
The chimpanzee.
He says chimpanzee
I'll go
wins.
With chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee does win over kindergartner.
Wow.
They're unbeatable in a maze type video game. Don't even try. Don't put money on it. Whatever you do, kids.
It's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, very good. You guys are proud. All right, what's left then?
People or places or science or odds and ends.
Okay, then. Ed?
People.
Oh, I have to shout, Ed.
Sorry.
Jumped out of my skin. Okay, if you want people to think you're smart, you can do one of the following. Simply fail to make eye contact, smile but not too much, or lick your lips and rub your tummy. You want people to think you're smart. You may be smart, but you want them to know that.
So
don't make eye contact or what was the...
Fail to make eye contact, smile but not too much, or lick your lips and rub your tummy.
I'd go with.
I'm thinking not so much on the lick your lips, rub your tummy.
I think smile, but not too much.
Smile, not too much.
I would agree with you. Yeah.
That's right. You got it. Holy cow, they won. It's too easy. It's too easy. We need a recount. Recount.
Well, the three right and zero wrong means they won.
They won, yeah.
Yay.
But should they? I know.
Yay, thank you.
I know, they won.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, it's not right.
Well,
it was too easy.
That was pretty easy. They might just be really bright.
Yeah, can't we notch it up a bit here?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't write the questions.
I mean, isn't there a way they could win the...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Giant cornucopia.
The giant cornucopia of prizes. The big kielbasa of prizes. Yeah, so they could risk it all on getting one more question right, and then they would win said giant cornucopia.
Uh-huh. Cornucopia. I think it was cornucopia.
Cornucopia? Okay.
Cornucopia.
Let's go, Ed.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we're a good team.
They're going to go for it. You got to get it right. Get it wrong, you lose everything, and it's a bummer. And everyone groans, so you can't do that. Okay, so what do they have to choose from in their
They have places or science or odds and ends.
Places, science.
Places.
And it's marriage choice.
Yeah, I know. It's already chose. Stay with the program.
Places, Ed. We'll do it.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't mess with the captain here. Okay, Sleeping Naked in the UK, title of my new book. No, I've never been in the UK. Okay, Sleeping Naked in the UK. We want to know how many people do it in the UK. Sleeping Naked in the UK, is it 1 in 10, 1 in 3, or 1 in a while? Thanks, Ed. You got to call in more often.
1 in 10?
You're a laugher. We love those.
1 in 10?
1 in 10, 1 in 3, or 1 in a while. A surprising finding. Of naked, when you think about them, because, you know, you don't think about them being naked, do you?
People, yeah, they're very uptight kind of people. I would tend to say 1 in 10.
But at night, you know, so it's maybe, like a whole different continent.
Yeah,
so
true.
Maybe it would be 1 in 3.
Whole different little island out there. Floating
1
off,
in 3.
Off the continent.
Mary says 1 in 3. I'll go with Mary.
What?
Maybe 1 in 3.
1 in 3 is right. Oh, yeah.
Mary, whether it's flatlanders or cheeseheads, you'll discover all you need to know about national character in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Source Books. And then take a selective armchair tour of the country with Lake Michigan, the Wisconsin Shore, a book of photography from Black River Press, Doug McNeil's A Penn's Creek Companion, history and guide from Stone Soup Market at Penn State, Walter Crowley's Seattle and King County Timeline from the Washington University Press, and Betty Robinson Oswald's Friends Along the Bayou from Gulf Coast Publishing. Ed, start your day in quiz-winning form with the Steep and Brews Breakfast Blend and glide through your afternoons with rich and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then attempt to understand youth who are no longer young with Gen Exegesis, essays on alternative youth subculture, edited by Jean Ulrich and Andrea Harris from Popular Press. Cook up the life of your dreams reading Kim and Jason Kotecki's There's an Adult in My Soup from J. Byrne Inc., Limited. And cherish a cornucopia of What Do You Know memorabilia, including Michael Feldman posse stickers, a pair of What Do You Know buttons, Michael Feldman core value stickers, Feldman postcards, and an authentic archival wooden nickel. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Ed. Honestly, I'm trying to get rid of this stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate you being here. Mary, Ed, good job.